641 for your morning team show on WSGW. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. And some respect for the Tigers. And yeah, respect for Charlie Watts. As you listen on your morning team show, 100.5 and on 790 on WSGW.com. Thanks for doing that. And thanks for Midland Furniture Garage for making that possible, sponsoring our online stream. Maybe ask Alexa and Siri to find WSGW as well. Yeah, so first, let's start a little bit with Charlie Watts. I mean, my goodness, 80 years old. And original member, still a member up to his death, and still performing with the Rolling Stones. Well, I guess he had announced that he wouldn't do the fall tour because of the illness that he'd been suffering from and apparently took his life. Haven't heard the official cause of death. I'm certainly no music expert. I have an appreciation of, especially for those groups that have such longevity. Pat Johnston, you're more of a person that pays attention to itself, but, you know, you hear how people have respect for people when they're alive, but obviously when somebody passes away, suddenly an avalanche of, you know, comments and commentary and such comes out. And it's just, it's amazing to hear some of the iconic music legends we have today talking about a legend that they were experiencing as their lives went along.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you know, to hear the Paul McCartneys, to hear the Elton Johns, Ringo Starrs.
Ringo Starr,
and so many others.
Yeah, yeah.
And just for use, and I've forgotten who said some of these things, but like this song for Satisfaction, the comment of, you know, it's known for the great guitar riff, obviously.
Of course.
But without the drum beat
and
Charlie Watts, the song just isn't the song that it is today.
That's right.
As were all the Rolling Stones songs.
Yeah.
The never flashy, but always there, Charlie Watts.
Always. And he helped give the Stones their, I'd say, their signature sound, really.
With
his drumming, with that minimalist style that he used, but it worked. It worked for the Stones.
That was another thing, too, I never thought of. Minimalist style, somebody pointed out, while drum kits became almost a life of their own, where sometimes the drummers got lost behind all the equipment they had, Charlie really never had, he had what he needed.
Yeah, that's right. Right, right.
But it was a Spartan drum kit compared to all the others. Give me a bass drum, give me a snare, give me a hi-hat, and I'm all set to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I, this was, I mean, what was it, 2 weeks ago that he had that surgery?
Yeah.
And they said that everything appeared to be good, so it kind of did surprise some people. It seems like this really hit a lot of people, and that just tells you that Charlie Watts was well-respected, I think, throughout the music industry by so many different people.
And somebody else made the contrast, too. Could you have a different contrast anymore in any kind of band with a front man? Mick Jagger was so well-known and so just out there, and the guy in back...
It just
sat quietly and did his job. What a contrast.
Just kept the beat.
Yeah.
You could say, in a way, he and Mick and Keith were didn't mind being the face of the Stones. And Charlie Watts and Bill Wyman, the former bassist, who's still alive, by the way, 84 years old, they didn't mind being the background guys, you know, at all. And then, of course, you throw Brian Jones in there, too. I guess. I guess he was sort of also helped be the face of the Stones early on as well before his death.
There was a great comment I saw, a quote attributed to Charlie Watts, talking about Bill Wyman, how he and Bill were kind of, we're here.
Yeah.
We'll let the other guys be flashy.
They round out the sound, that's for sure.
That's right.
He talked about how he and Bill never fit the stereotypes. Back in the 70s, he says, I remember when Bill Wyman and I decided to grow beards, but the effort left us exhausted. That was the extent of the excitement. I love that. I can hear that.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize, too, I mean, not filling the stereotypical roles. Again, it's very stereotypical because there are many artists who have this longevity you don't hear about. But he and his wife, Shirley, married 57 years. How does that happen when you're a member of the Rolling Stones?
I know.
Wow. Yeah. And Charlie admits he went through his troubled times, and his difficulties.
Oh, yeah. That's why I put I'm always glad when you see these top 50 greatest drummers lists that are done by critics or even by musicians themselves. that Charlie Watts is always on that list, because, like I said, I think everybody says without him, the Stones don't really have that signature sound.
Mm-hmm.
He really helped do it. And then think about it. Charlie played drums for what it was, this little blues band from England, who then really went into rock, did psychedelic for a little bit, then back to rock, then to country. The Stones did some country songs in the late 60s and early 70s. And then the disco era, like songs like Miss You and Emotional Rescue
Oh, Emotional Rescue.
Yeah, forget about that.
Yeah.
And then back to some good old-fashioned rock in the 90s and 2000s. So, I mean, he did it all. And that's where I put him with the Ringo Starr, in that he kind of had to change his style to whatever the songwriters wanted.
And for listeners, of course, of an age, knowing that many people grew up with the Rolling Stones from their start and love of music, and it continued on. They passed along to their generation and next generations. This is one of those bands that's gone generational.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, the one generation that knows it. It's the kids, the grandkids, and even more than that.
Right.
And, of course, we'll live on.
And the Stones start their tour, right, in September?
Yeah, including Ford Field.
Including,
we know. So I'm sure there'll be some tributes and some recognitions of Charlie Watts, you know, that the band will do.
Maybe fans have always wanted to see the Stones. Maybe this, it could be. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. At some point. It's got to stop, doesn't it?
It could be the last time.
There aren't many of them original left.
No,
are there?
Right.
Another quick thing I heard about, I didn't know this, that he owned vintage cars, but not know how to drive.
Yeah,
that's what it says here. Yeah. That's what it says.
Just did it for the investment,
yeah.
Eh?
Who knew? 6:48 on WSGW. So that's respect for Charlie Watts. A little respect for our Detroit Tigers, if I may. If we're going to talk about respect, I just saw this, especially since the Tigers played the Cardinals last night.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball was putting out, as we're getting toward the stretch run, 5 teams that other teams don't want to face in the stretch drive, and one of those teams.
The Tigers.
Exactly. Right.
We can play spoiler.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Noting how the Tigers, since that rough start, since May 8th, the Tigers have been a very respectable 52-42.
Yeah, that's more than respectable.
Yeah. And they're getting Badu back and some other players. Mm-hmm.
Heard your sports report with Boyd and Haas sounding like they're getting ready to come back.
They maybe end up with a good finish this year.
Well, and they talk about how the Tigers having to play the Cardinals, as we already are. We also have the White Sox 6 times coming up over the final 2 weeks of the season. We have series against the Brewers and the Reds, all playoff contenders, but all having to deal with, as the Major League Baseball puts up, the very well-playing these days Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, right.
So nice to know that we're being noted for that.
Well, they took 2 of 3, right? Yeah, against Toronto, who was in a wild card.
And have already split the series. You know, depending on no matter what happens today, we've already done what we needed to do in St. Louis.
Yep.
So, yeah, beware of the Tigers. That's cool. That is cool.
Very cool.
Don't know what that's going to mean going into next year, but it's nice to hear that this year.
Yeah, it is. And, no, they have been a pleasant surprise. And let me just remind you, gentlemen, as I remember what we did, you know, when we did our predictions at the beginning of the year, the Tigers are just 4 wins away from matching what I predicted their win total would be.
Oh, right.
Yes, just 4 wins away.
Hmm. Well, as I believe you said at the time, prove me wrong.
That's Tigers. Right.
So hopefully the Tigers
will continue
to do that. And how cool was it last night to hear Casey Mize in his first Major League at-bat? Getting a bases loaded walk for an RBI.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear his high school coach texted him?
Oh, no. What?
His high school, Casey Mize said after the game, my high school coach texted me after the game and said, you know, it's been 6 years, 6 months, and 3 days since your last time that you had a plate appearance.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Well, through the minor leagues, of course, and through some of his high school and college years, he wasn't playing. He wasn't batting.
Right.
So.
Not bad.
And if A.J. Hinch had his way, he would never bat again.